to find out how much the Bible says about eating and food. I mean, all the way through the Word of God. Matter of fact, the first sin ever committed on this earth was somebody putting something in their mouth things they didn't pay for. That's Eve. And she went to that buffet there, boy, and Adam and her messed up, and we've been in a mess ever since. They said Adam used to tell that story to his sons about how they used to live in that perfect garden and everything, and that one day his son Cain and Abel said, "Daddy, tell us that story how you and Mama used to live in that beautiful garden and you had everything was perfect and everything." And he said, "I ain't got time." He said, "Well, just tell it to us quick." He said, "Well, son, your Mama eat us out of house and home." And that's about right, isn't it? But anyway, we'll look here in Luke chapter 14 this evening. Then look at verse 16. Luke chapter 14 and verse number 16. "Then said he unto him, A certain man made a great supper." That's what we're fixing to have here in a little bit. "And bade many." Everybody got invited. "And sent to his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready." And we're not going to go into all the guys that gave the excuses. I just want to show you that this man made this huge, great big supper, and he invited everybody. Even way back yonder, thousands of years ago, it was common for people to make big suppers and have a big crowd of people and eat together. And I will take just a minute tonight, and I'm still going to be very, very quick. I know I told him, I talked to Abe a while ago and told him we'd be on over there pretty soon. And I want to say three things that us having a meal together shows us. Now here we are tonight, we're Shining Light Baptist Church. We're a called out assembly. We're from different backgrounds. Some of us here tonight are from one side of the tracks and some from the other side of the tracks. Some from different backgrounds, even religious backgrounds. Do you know what the Lord's done? He's put us all together and made us a family. We're brothers and sisters. Isn't that something? And we're like a big family having a big meal because it's Christmas time and honoring our Lord and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when we sit down over there and eat tonight, it's going to show three things. Number one, I'll do these quickly. Number one, it's going to show that we have the same taste. We have the same taste. If you're hurt, matter of fact, there's a couple people said it, "I ain't got nothing I like." Well, I doubt that, seriously. I mean, they got a lot of food over there. And if you don't find something on there at that buffet you can eat, you ought to fast about 3 or 4 days. I guarantee you, you wouldn't take you 30 seconds to find something you like. I'm telling you, you fast 2 or 3 days, a cold Mater biscuit sounds good. Amen. Most of y'all ain't never eaten a cold Mater biscuit, have you? Cold biscuit out of the refrigerator and slice a tomato and put mayonnaise on it, and that's it. That's what Mom used to, cold Mater biscuit. Don't put onions on it, it's ungodly things. You won't never get to have no friends. But anyway, we have the same taste. We like the same kind of food. I read an illustration today, and it said this, you know, there's some exotic foods around the world, what they call exotic. I like just plain stuff, meat, vegetable, bread, potatoes, meat, and sweets. I don't like everything all mixed up. Some people say mix it up, they said all go in the same place, but I want it separate till it gets down there. And they had this exotic meal, some sheik in Arabia and some of these places, and they call it the biggest meal you can get, called roast camel. Roast camel. And a roasted camel, this thing's big as the top of this pulpit, like this. And the way they fix that thing, they stuff eggs in the fish. They fill the fish full of eggs. They stuff the fish in the chicken. They stuff the chicken in the sheep. And then they stuff the camel with the sheep. So you got stuffed camel, sheep, chicken, fish, eggs. And buddy, that thing costs a lot of money. Makes me want to think about just gagging. But if you're in some part of the world, I watched this thing one time where they had a delicacy in another country, And they, how many of y'all have seen that where they eat them live monkey brains? You ever seen that? Anybody ever seen that? Honest to goodness. And it costs like $1,000 something. And you go rich, rich, big shot people who are demon possessed evidently. And you go sit down, there's a little hole in the table, and there's a little monkey right there and his head's sticking up, and it caught him. His body's just a kicking, he's going, ay, 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 and his head's sticking up, and you take a little hammer and pop him in the head and split it open and pick the brains out of his head and eat it. I'm telling you, brother, that's sick, demonic cannibalism. I'd have to be starving to death before I'd pick the brains out of a live monkey and eat it. It's already heated up and everything. And they eat that. But you know why we're going to eat over there tonight? We have the same taste. We have the same taste. I mean, you know, we're old southern rednecks. We like chicken. Amen. Fried chicken, boiled chicken, baked chicken. Any kind of way you can fix chicken, we eat chicken. That's the way you know a preacher, you know. He said that mess one time. This man said, how do you know you're called to preach? He said, I woke up one morning craving chicken and didn't want to go to work. And you know, that's awful, isn't it? That's what he said. They said a preacher's belt ain't nothing but a fence around a chicken graveyard. But that's why they used to take the preacher home and feed him chicken. That's why all over these mountains and all over the South, on Sunday evening, one of the families in the church would take the preacher home, and buddy, they'd kill the old red rooster and have chicken and dumplings and green beans and corn and tomatoes and iced tea. The South is known for that. Thank God. Amen. That's good. Now, there's some people got some weird taste that we don't have. I heard about a woman that eat all kinds of laundry detergent. She eats laundry detergent every day. That's crazy. She eats tube socks for days and days and days. Like one person said they had potluck supper. And in the church bulletin it said, potluck supper, prayer and medication will follow. Made a little mistake there in the bulletin. The lady did the bulletin. Prayer and medication will follow. Amen. Here's your good rule. When you go to a restaurant, you guys trying to impress your girlfriend, if you can't pronounce it, what? You can't afford it. Right? If you go in there and look at that menu and say, I want that Philip Mignon. If you can't pronounce it, you can't afford it. Usually. Ain't that right? We have the same taste. That's right. We have the same taste. I heard about this guy that eats steel. I used to have an uncle eat razor blades, and he'd do it for me. He was an alcoholic, bad, and he'd take razor blades and bite them and chew them up. It's honest truth. How I could do that, I don't know. But one guy ate 10 bicycles, a shopping cart, two or three TVs, little at a time, and swallowed. They had one guy that done surgery on him, had 300 coins in him, nickels and dimes and pennies, just like a big old penny bank, his belly was. And people got some weird taste. And it's the same way out here in this world. People got some weird taste, don't they? But there's some crazy people in this world, y'all. Ain't you glad that we've got the same taste? That's why we can sit down and eat together. As a matter of fact, we couldn't if we didn't. Number two, you know what sitting down and eating together shows? We got the same beliefs. We got the same beliefs. I would have no desire whatsoever to sit down with the half of the steakhouse filled with Muslims. No, I don't mean anything personal. I just wouldn't fit in. I would be miserable. I've had to do that, not that, but a thing like that a time or two where I was in a crowd. You know what makes eating enjoyable is when you, every one of us, believe the same. We have the same beliefs. Man, how you doing? How's your job? Boy, it's good to see you. Phil, come. Boy, church was good Sunday, wasn't it? Praise God. We had so many saved in junior church. Man, that morning it got right Sunday morning. Praise the Lord. Boy, God's good. You know, I was reading the Bible the other day. That's what makes a good meal together, is we have the same beliefs. That's what makes it good. I mean, if I was sitting down with a crowd of Muslims, I'd be like this. I wouldn't want to say nothing. They wouldn't want to say nothing to me. I would want to say something. I don't know if they'd listen. I mean, I witnessed everyone I get a chance to, but they wouldn't have much to say to me. I remember one time I was going over there to check out the fairground for the youth rally, and I got over there and I was going to see something. I forgot what it was. I heard music and I heard stuff in there, and they was having a wedding, some kind of wedding reception or party or something, and it was all Spanish. We have some Spanish people here tonight. Nothing personal. I love Spanish people. I wish everyone in the world would come here. But I couldn't understand them. They couldn't understand me. And I walked in, and I walked in like this, and I mean music was playing, and everybody's drinking beer, and I mean they was going, and here I come walking in there. And everybody in there looked at me like, what are you little white boy doing in here? And I felt like, oh my goodness, I hope somebody don't get me. And I walked through there like this. I walked through and I said, hello, hello. Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Good to see you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. And I did not feel comfortable. I didn't want to just sit down a while. I didn't want to just have a beer with them. Amen? And there's something wrong with you if you do. You know, we have the same beliefs. If I had the same beliefs, I'd fit in there. But because I have different beliefs, I don't fit in there. And you know what makes a meal together with your church family so good? We have the same beliefs. Amen? You don't have to worry about no beer being over there at the steakhouse tonight. Unless some of y'all got one in your car. And if you have, shame on you. You ought to have better sense. Tonight, we have the same beliefs. Amen? We have the same beliefs. Now, wicked people get together with the same beliefs. Hollywood people get together with the same beliefs. Atheists get together, they have the same beliefs. Other religions get together, have the same beliefs. So we get together, we have the same beliefs. Like the Bible said Belshazzar back in Daniel chapter number 5. And it said Belshazzar made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords. He had a bunch of food and invited 1,000 people. They all believed the same way. They all believed. Old Daniel didn't get invited till the Lord showed up and busted the party up. But we believe this. We believe three things. We believe three things that unites us together. We have differences on personal convictions. We have differences on raising children. Some of us have different convictions on different things. But I tell you, brother, you know what unites us here tonight? We believe in the book, the blood, and the blessed hope. Amen. And we believe that. All of us believe that. You won't feel comfortable around here. We believe this book is the final authority in all matters of faith and practice. Everything in the world is judged by this book. We believe this book is capable of judging any situation, past, present, or future. It has the answer to every problem. This is the best book on marriage in the world. It's the best book on child raising in the world. It's the best book on counseling people in the world. It is the best book on life and home and being a decent person and morals and the past and where we come from, what we're doing here, where we're going. We all agree that book right there. Listen, people say, well, that preacher's the boss of that church. No, he ain't. That book is. Now, that book right there, listen, when that book right there says something, we say yes to the book. It don't matter what I say. If I say something against that book, I'm wrong, book's right. Amen. If you say something against the book, you're wrong, the book's right. If your blessed grandma that ain't never sinned in her life and had 35 angels appear in her room one night and said something against that book, grandma's wrong and the book is right. Amen. That's what we like. That's what I like about church, buddy. The book. I don't have much in common hanging around people that don't believe the Bible. They say, well, I think, and we say, the Bible says, man, they can't stand that. And we can't stand that, I think, I believe, I've always thought. We say, the Bible says, all right? We believe in the blood. We believe in the blood. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. You know, the world thinks that's crazy. The world thinks we are nuts for believing that one Jew who lived 2,000 years ago, whose blood dripped down a cross, could possibly affect anybody's life in 2014. But we believe that. We believe right now you can get out of your seat, kneel down. You don't even have to get out of your seat. You can write down and say, Lord, I thank you for the precious blood that was shed on the cross for my sin, and I claim that blood forgiveness, and we believe all your sins are forgiven, and you, God will never hold them against you ever. We all believe that. Isn't that a blessing? Now, the world don't believe that. They think we're crazy. The Harvard and Yale and Princeton and those places like that, they think we're crazy. They even have a anti-religion. They have some courses I wouldn't need, couldn't even mention from the pulpit. Unbelievable. You know, that's their crowd. This is our crowd. And then we believe in the blessed hope. Amen. We believe in the blessed hope. We believe the Lord's coming again. He's coming. We're going. Amen. People say, you believe in that old pie in the sky and the by and by? Absolutely, brother. Sure do. People say, I want my pie here. Nope. I'd rather have it up there when it never gets old and it never wears out. And we're going to shout about it forever and ever, and it's still the best life to live down here. Amen? Amen. Now, the third thing I'll say, and we'll go. I said we have the same taste. Eating together shows we have the same taste. We have the same beliefs. We have the same goals. We have the same goals. Revelation 19:9 said, blessed are they which are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Notice the King James scripture, supper. Nothing wrong with that. It's not a southern word, it's a Bible word. Supper. Breakfast, dinner, supper. The Bible does mention lunch, the Bible does mention dinner. The Bible is supper. We sup with him and he with us. Supper. We're going to a supper. The marriage supper of the Lamb. One day we're going to wind up in heaven. You know what we're doing tonight? Is just a little foretaste of that day when the Lord comes and we face the judgment seat, and then we all sit down there. Lord, there's going to be a table that reaches 40 miles up the road somewhere, and all the saints of God's going to sit down there. I don't know how it's going to work, but now listen, you're going to have a glorified body. You can eat anything you want, as much as you want. So you'll go. I'll go over there tonight, and you'll get one plate. Two plates. Well, I'm going to get a little bit more of that. Just a little bit more. I ain't quite full yet. I got this little bitty spot right here. I can stretch my stomach out just a little bit more. And I'm going to eat one more little bite. And you know, you're supposed to quit before you feel that way. That's what they say. But you know how we do. And then I want some of that strawberry shortcake. Man, they got good strawberry shortcake. And then you want one of them cinnamon rolls. They fix them cinnamon rolls hot out of the oven. They're good. They're as good as anywhere you get. Well, I'm going to squeeze a little of that in. And you think, oh, that is good. About 11 o'clock tonight, I'll be laying there. Oh, I need some Rolaids. Get me an Alka-Seltzer or some Tums or something. 3 o'clock in the morning. But you think about it. Up in heaven at the marriage supper of the Lamb, we'll be able to eat just for the fun of it. Can you imagine? Wouldn't it be fun just to eat all you want to and never get too full and feel uncomfortable? Now that would be fun. Here at Christmas, I'm at Chris over there, my daughter, she can make the best cheesecake of anybody. She'll make you one for $50 for Christmas. I'm telling you, they're worth it. And you know what? She can make some cheesecake. I ain't kidding you. I love cheesecake. The strawberry best. I don't get them strawberries, them frozen ones, because they taste awful. Just get you some strawberry preserves. Smucker's strawberry preserves, and just put that on top of it. And boy, I'm telling you, I mean, she made me one of them for my birthday, and I eat it every day for a week. And I just want to, wouldn't it be something just to eat about 30 of them, the whole thing? And we can't imagine that. I mean, just keep on eating, brother. We're not going to eat, stay alive. We ain't going to be eating at the judgment seat of Christ, brother, because for nourishment, we're eating for the fun of it. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Miss Dot makes them strawberry, she makes strawberry pie. And her and Phyllis about once or twice a year, I don't know where they get them. I come in, and there's one over beside my door. And I'm the same way about them strawberry pie. Mm. Good night. I go home and I think, God, why can't I eat more? And then you look in the refrigerator and it's half gone. You look in the refrigerator, you want to go ahead and eat it all up. And wouldn't it be nice just to fix one of them about as big as that piano with whipped cream on it and just say, I'm just going to eat you. Cram your face down in it. That'd be fun, buddy. I'm telling you what, like old Billy Kelly said, they asked old Billy Kelly one time, they said, hey, he said, when I die, he said, I just want to go down in a big bowl of gravy with a biscuit in each hand. Oh, yeah. But that's what we, when we eat together, it shows we have the same goals. Amen. Isn't it a blessing to be saved? Isn't it a blessing to be able to eat a big meal with family and friends? You may not have no family, biologically, physical family in this world. You got your church family. And that's shouting ground right there. Amen. All right. Let's stand.